Tune her up and let her go with Ron Turner. Playing the hits for you. George Michael, number 3, WFIL.
It's a Friday night, a million-dollar weekend, 65 degrees. Weather-wise, things are not exactly million-dollar, folks. I tell you, we're going to have periods of rain right on through Sunday evening. Of course, the sun will come out on Monday when y'all go back to work. But it's going to be a rainy million-dollar weekend. Got some super music for you. And, of course, we got pairs of Lee Jeans from Jack Lang's TNT shop throughout this evening. See if we can't make you a winner. Sound of Philadelphia. It's WFIL, and it's the production of some kind of geniuses, many of whom reside here in the city of brotherly love. This year, they put together a song that became number one in Puerto Rico, number one in Mexico, eventually number one around the world, and here in Philadelphia. This is Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, with the Sound of Philadelphia, the MFSB Orchestra. It's the story of the man who lost his love.
The love I lost,
woo,
was a sweet love that I lost.
On WFIL, it's Harold Melvin, Blue Notes, taking you back about 7 months ago at 8:07:65. WFIL degrees, cloudy periods of rain right on through the weekend.
An hour of gold starting Monday at 9.
County seat stores are now open in the Granite Run Mall. WFIL with Roberta Flack and a few ways to spend time together on a rainy weekend. Where's the vitamin E? It's 8:12 on WFIL, Million Dollar Weekend, 65, cloudy with rain tonight.
Tomorrow, walk into Gimbel's Big Curtain Drapery and Bedspread Department.
Such as baked lasagna, veal parmesan, flounder stuffed with crab meat, shrimps fra diavolo, baked manicotti, and much, much more, all at very reasonable prices. The next time you plan for a special treat with your family and friends, we recommend the Italian Riviera Restaurant. We're sure you'll be back again soon. The Italian Riviera, 4565 Torsdale Avenue. For reservations and directions, call JE57900 after 4 p.m. Remember, a dinner at the Italian Riviera is like a trip to Italy.
Friday night, I'm George Michael, and let me take you back to the springtime of 1969, when WFIL introduced to the world a new group out of Florida. Their name was The Mercy, in a dissertation on love. Clapton at Survey Song 3 with George Michael at 65 degrees, cloudy skies. Monday morning, 9 a.m., it starts. An hour of your all-time favorite oldies.
Now through Saturday, Clover.
I love cosmetics.
Love Cosmetics, available now at all Eckerd's drugstores and other fine cosmetic departments. David, there's no skylarking allowed. Dave Parks just fell through the studio door. I stopped by the studio door there.
Listen, George, I was in the neighborhood, if you believe that, and I thought I'd stop in. Seriously, I just want to say that I've known you for 8 years, and despite that fact, I still like you. And, hey, what can I say? George, you and I started back here together in 66, and our careers have kind of paralleled up until now. You know my home phone number, and our personal lives have kind of paralleled, too, but we won't get into that.
No, they haven't. I pay more alimony than you.
Well, we're both supporting a pair of fine lawyers. However, be that as it may, I just stopped down here to wish you the very, very best. And what I really wanted to ask you is, George, that, if I come up to New York in a couple of weeks, will I have a free place to crash? Can I do that?
Baber, thank you. Thank you. One of the guys that we've seen have a super career in Philadelphia. This is Billy Horner.
Oh,
do it, Billy.
Girl, can't you see what you're doing to me?
WFIL 1967 Super Goal. That's Billy Horner at 65. WFIL agrees. Cloudy, periods of rain right on through Sunday is the word from the weatherman.
There's something about you.
Help clear it up with proper pH.
Available at all food fair stores.
Soon you're going to have over 70 great reasons to make Springfield Mall your special place to shop. Grand opening set for 10 a.m. September 19th. But if you'd like to sample what's in store for you, there are 13 early bird stores like John Wanamaker's, Lucille's, Franklin Music, and Jack Lang. Now open at Springfield Mall, Sproul Road and Baltimore Pike in Springfield Delco.
On a million-dollar weekend and back to the fall of 1966, 8 years ago. This is for Jane Levy, who gets out the paychecks every week. Love them paychecks.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
Cherish is the word. WFIL, Philadelphia. Non-stop music.
Friday night, million-dollar weekend, final time around for a Friday night for me, George Michael, and I'll take this time and put it away safely in a bottle of memories. Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
From WFIL, Jim Croce, and the only thing I hate about this business of ours called radio and television is that it just can't last forever. It's 8:36, I'm George Michael. Friday night, million dollar weekend, cloudy skies, light rain, do it, gang.
Tomorrow, for one day only.
This is Jim O'Brien letting you know, Podno, Jack Lang's TNT shop makes a guy look plenty good.
Hey, don't forget, when you buy two pair of jeans, pick up your free official Flyer Stanley Cup t-shirt in any one of the 14 Jack Lang's TNT shops. They're located Cherry Hill Mall, Echelon Mall, or in Pensauken, New Jersey. And we are very pleased. I am especially proud to have been part of the crew that got Jack Lang to go with us at WFIL. You put them together. Think of who they work with. Jack Lang, they work together with the Flyers, Bobby Clark, people like that. Bobby Clark, a winner. You talk about winners, I tell you, the Flyers are winners on and off that ice. Every one of them that I know is something else. This is Chicago, and this is just the beginning.
When I'm with you, it doesn't matter where we are.
From WFIL, the sound of Philadelphia, that's Chicago, and Jay Cook and every member of the WFIL staff can be extremely proud of the fact that we kind of helped make those guys, well, we didn't make them, but the music did it, but they would take time to come to Philadelphia, have dinner with all of us, and say, FIL, thank you for making this their second home, and they do consider it their second home, and to every one of the listeners, believe me, if Jim Panko could be here, he would simply tell you that. He would say Chicago loves Philadelphia, and that is actual fact. 8:42 at FIL.
Saturday, it's Sears' Wow of a Record Sale. For one day only, Sears saves you $1.51 on the pick of the LPs. Saturday only, just $3.88. That's right, $3.88 at Sears. $1.51 saving. And listen to the titles. Stevie Wonder's Fulfillingness. Beach Boys' Endless Summer and Elton John's Caribou. Neil Young on the Beach and Paul Anka.
Having my baby.
Olivia Newton-John.
If you love me, let me know.
Marvin Gaye live. Hey, Joe Cocker, I Can Stand a Little Rain. Bad Company and Bachman Turner Overdrive 2. All of them. All of them. On sale Saturday only at Sears. Regularly $5.49. For one day only, get them for $3.88 and save $1.51 on everyone. Saturday only and only at Sears.
It's the biggest concert season yet, and it starts Friday the 13th as Mountain with Felix Pappalardi and Leslie West bring their high-powered rock to the Spectrum for a dance concert. Back on the road and climbing with Mountain with the legendary Felix Pappalardi and the dancing guitar of Leslie West, plus Lynyrd Skynyrd up from Alabama and boogieing, plus Brownsville Station, Friday the 13th, a good day for high-powered rock at its best, a dance concert at the Spectrum. And on Saturday, September 28th, the great Joe Cocker returns. Joe Cocker, in a rare appearance, returns for a dance concert with Little Feat, Saturday, September 28th at the Spectrum. Tickets for both shows are $5 in advance, $6 at the door.
Tickets available for Traffic, September the 22nd at the Spectrum. Tickets will go on sale Monday for the Rick Wakeman concert. That will be October the 4th. Now, Eric Clapton will be in town on October the 6th at the Spectrum. And if you need more information on any of the concerts, the number to call is Love 222. It's 844 Friday night at WFIL. Looking over 8 years of great memories, one of the greatest that I have took place in May of 1972. It was in May of 72 the WFIL held the Helping Hand Marathon at the Echelon Mall. It was a Sunday evening, and what police say was a crowd anywhere between 90 and 105,000 people were on hand, and Jay Cook was saying, "Hail Marys, dear Lord, don't let anything go wrong." Jim DeCaro was thinking, "We are going to lose the station if anything goes wrong." And George Michael was saying, "Let us all get together and welcome one of the greatest groups of all time. This is Redbone." Sound of Philadelphia with Redbone, and we thank each and every one of you, and I do personally, every one of you has ever been a part of any of the Helping Hand Marathons. You have helped many, many, many children, and I know that if each child could be here, they would just say thank you. Thank you very much. 847, 65, WFIL degrees, cloudy, light rain. That's the weather word right on through Sunday afternoon.
Teske makes everybody
at all Wrangler Ranch stores.
It's 8:49, and over the past year or so, this man has arrived as a genius and is now getting the recognition that he and his super supporting staff have deserved. I talk of Kenny Gamble, a man who, along with all the people of Philadelphia, have helped create a sound that is heard around the world. And with it, entitled song, MFSB Orchestra, that's the sound of Philadelphia. WFIL, it's the sound of Philadelphia, put together by Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, Bobby Martin, Tom Bell, Linda Creed, so many others. The girls you hear singing with the MFSB Orchestra are the Three Degrees. Kenny Gamble has been, well, to put it mildly, not feeling well. He's been sick for some time recently, but he has helped create a sound that is called the Sound of Philadelphia that is heard everywhere, every discotheque, every city, every country, every nation. And if you travel, if you go on tour, you'll be very proud and very pleased, and it does your ego a trip, to hear the Sound of Philadelphia. You say, hey, that's my home, and it is home, and it is good to hear it everywhere. The Three Degrees have tried for a long, long time to get a hit. Last night, Kenny Gamble, who has been sick for some time, honored me by showing up at a going away party. Kenny, I think you're a genius. I think you have done super things for the city of Philadelphia. I don't know if this record's going to be a hit. I believe it is, but then I'm prejudiced because I happen to love Philadelphia and the sound of it. These are the Three Degrees. When will I see you again? From WFIL. It's brand new. It's by the 3 Degrees, and that is my final record. I hope that it becomes the hit that I feel it should be, and only time will tell. But if it does, then it's my way of saying, Kenny Gamble, thank you for making the sound of Philadelphia what it is. I'm George Michael, and for the past 8 years, it's been super. I've really dug it. I just, I don't know, I want to say this, and I want to say it right. 8 years ago, there a group of us came from all over, and it included a lot of guys, Dave Parks, Jay Cook. They arrived in town on September the 9th, and we all went together on September the 13th, and we all came here, and we're all told that we would never knock off the then Giants. And Jay came from Memphis, Dave are from Ohio, I came from Denver, Colorado, and prior to that, Millville, Missouri, big town. And we managed to have some success here. We've been joined along the way now by Jim O'Brien, Jeff Richards, and of course, Dan Donovan, Joel Denver, and Kevin McCarthy. And I've tried to live, you know, all this time at FIL by what I believe, I guess, is really a football slogan. That is that the measure of any man's greatness has to be determined by his commitment to excellence in his field. And I think that with Jay Cook, Jim DeCaro, Gene Vassell, and Jerry Donahue, well, we've done a pretty good job, and I hope that the engineers and Joe Gallagher, who works with us every night, and the many people that work at FIL feel as I do, that the station is committed to greatness, and now I leave and go on to another job, and as you may or may not have read in the papers, they say I'll never knock the guy off that sits up there. I got news for you. I've worked at FIL, and when you leave here, you leave a winner, and I will carry the winning tradition of Philadelphia like the Flyers and like FIL. I will carry that winning tradition with me wherever I go, and I just hope that we will have a chance to meet again. Jay and Carolyn Cook, I love you, and I thank you. You know what song this is. This is Diana Ross. There ain't no mountain too high, and I guess I'll have to try to climb to the top, and if I don't make it, at least I'll have a few friends to help me along the way. So I leave here tonight, and I thank each and every one of you for making Philadelphia my home and for helping to make WFIL what I believe to be the greatest station in the world. And I'll dedicate this song to each of you. And if I might, I would also like to dedicate it to myself from you. You know, for I think you know that I love the people of the Delaware Valley. And I love the staff of FIL. So in saying goodbye, I will just use the words and hope that you would use them back to me. The words that Diana Ross says.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't forget to write.
WFIL Philadelphia.
Ron Turner. Famous56.com.